1965, a landmark year in music. The Rolling Stones released Satisfaction, The Who scored with My Generation, and Beatlemania was sweeping the world. But all of those artists were outsold by this.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years.
The Sound of Music is one of the most successful films of all time, with a soundtrack which conjured up images of snow-topped mountains, rolling hills, lederhosen and singing, and a lot of it.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run.
That ditty was particularly popular with my sisters and I, actions and all, and we weren't alone. The story won hearts around the world and plenty of support at the Oscars. The film version went on to win 5 Academy Awards. The screenplay was adapted from an autobiography of the real Maria. She really was a governess to the children and really did end up marrying the widowed Captain von Trapp. It was filmed in Salzburg in the Austrian Alps, and its enduring popularity has guaranteed a flood of tourist fans year after year. Claire Shine lives in the Schloss, which features in the film and which has now been turned into a hotel.
It's an incredible privilege, and it's still bizarre. I still have to pinch myself sometimes when I come to the window in the morning and look across the lake and see these groups of tourists who in many cases have travelled more than halfway across the world. And I look down on the famous seahorse statues and I walk out onto that balcony pretty much every day.
Claire Shine, who lives in the grand house where The Sound of Music was filmed. Well, Bert Brugger is the managing director of Salzburg Tourism.
300,000 customers come to Salzburg mainly because of The Sound of Music.
You've got sing-along coach tours. They must be quite fun.
Yeah, people enjoy to go to all the original production places in and around Salzburg. They also come into the lakes and mountains scenery in the Salzkammergut in the Lake District, and they see the movie on the tour and they're singing the songs together. Yeah, they really enjoy this.
It's 50 years since the film was released. Does it surprise you that there's this enduring popularity?
On one hand, it surprises me because 50 years, it's a long period. But on the other hand, The Sound of Music is also a musical, and the musical is still on all over the world. There are a lot of new releases in the Asian societies, for example, in Japan, China. So people are still believing in The Sound of Music and they still like it.
Do you think, to some extent, The Sound of Music has overshadowed the fact that Mozart was born in Salzburg?
No, it has not overshadowed Mozart, but I think it's one more story that this city has to tell. It's the city of music, of the classical music, of festivals, and the other story is The Sound of Music. It tells the story of the family, Trapp family, which lived here and which immigrated to the United States, and this movie has been a very successful location or product placement for Salzburg.
And when the surviving von Trapp children have come to Salzburg, how much interest has there been in their visits?
We stay regularly in contact with the Trapp family, which lives in Vermont, and we know them quite well. And the family regularly comes into Salzburg. And, of course, if they are here, the local media is very much interested in what they do and how they like the city and what they feel when they come back to their old home.
What is it about the film, do you think, that has led so many people to come and visit the city?
It's a good scenery for the story. It's a beautiful city where the Trapp family lived. So that convinces people they want to see the city as well. And on the other hand, it's the story of a family which is singing together, a family that immigrated because of the Nazis. Yeah, and things like family life, keeping together, staying together, singing. I think many people feel that this has strengthened this family, has put them together under some kind of pressure.
Do you think all people who live in the city share your enthusiasm, or do you think some people are fed up with Salzburg being known for The Sound of Music?
the locals have learned to live with tourism, and we live on tourism or with tourism since many, many years. So I think they are used to it. We like to host people coming from all over the world, and we also like to host people coming because of the Sound of Music.
Bert Brugger there, pleased to keep welcoming the Sound of Music fans 50 years on after the release of the film.